You're listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm Alexis Kenyon. The president of Denver City Council, Stacey Gilmore, called for a moratorium on foreclosures in the Master Homeowners Association of Green Valley Ranch in Northeast Denver recently. In the last year, the HOA has foreclosed on more than 50 homes. Last weekend, Gilmore hosted a town hall meeting to help the homeowners manage the foreclosure process and provide resources to homeowners facing financial distress. To talk about this story and the meeting, I spoke with Stan Rincevich, the president and founder of Colorado HOA Forum, a nonprofit that has been sounding the alarm on Colorado HOA fees and practices for years. Stan, thank you so much for joining me to talk about this today.
Yeah, thank you.
So to start, tell me about what happened at Green Valley Ranch. What did you hear at the town hall?
Right. I first became aware of it in the media, and then they had a town hall meeting out there, and I attended the town hall meeting, listened and learned from the homeowners, from their perspective, what was going on, what the problems were, and in particular, where reform was needed. So listening to these folks, one of their problems was notifications, or call it communication, all along the foreclosure process was very, very poor. And what sounded like some of them were getting little to no notifications. According to the homeowners, someone could get a knock on the door, a homeowner or renter, and saying, "We're taking over the house today." So that was a big problem. Secondly, and I think why this one took attention, was these began, many of them, with simple fines of $50, $100, $200, and compounded into thousands of dollars because there is no limit in this state on the activities of HOAs or lawyers or the property management companies. And the homeowner all along the way is saying, "Whoa, I want to contest this or that, or let's bring closure to it. What is the fee? What is it about? What are all these legal fees and assessments?" And when these folks wanted to challenge anything with their board or even the management company, the only venue available is our costly, litigious, time-consuming court system. And it's not a level playing field. I mean, for the past 25 years, we've been passing HOA legislation. And as related to this story, not one of those bills, not one, provides for an affordable, accessible dispute resolution process for homeowners.
What did the bills do?
Well, the bills lay out the overall governance policies of an HOA. And it's supposed to make sure everybody complies with their governing documents. An HOA needs tools to collect money. That's fine. But they don't need a way to bury a homeowner with the process. And that's what's happening right now. So it was meant to protect both sides, but it's totally skewed towards the HOA and management companies. And again, I need to repeat, almost all HOAs are managed by property management companies. They can do what the heck they want, when they want, and there's no oversight, none.
Yeah, I read through some of your policies that you have submitted to the state and that they accepted. One is called the Sunrise Review. And honestly, looking at these proposals, you know, they have things like, the HOA needs to be held accountable to make sure that foreclosure notices are in Spanish in addition to English if they want to foreclose on their house. And another one was something about how there needs to be some sort of limit to the amount of fees that one fine can compound into. I mean, I guess what struck me was that these policies seemed very reasonable.
They are. And all of our proposals are that flavor, and they're fought. The HOA property management companies and the legal industry who make, who knows how many millions on this, they oppose any reform, and you'll see them fight like heck because when you implement them, people stay out of court. The homeowner can challenge things, get proper notification, have some control over the sale of your home. Think about a person in financial distress on a foreclosure. I'm already into this thing because of fees, maybe $7,000, $8,000, $10,000. I go to court to challenge it, which is shouldn't be. Doesn't it's too expensive. But I get my lawyer for another $1,500. I lose. Now I got to pick up their several thousand dollar in legal fees. Now I'm really getting buried, right? And then when they pursue their foreclosure action, all these fees continue to compound. Something needs to be done. HOA foreclosure reform, provide out-of-court dispute resolution in the HOA office, and license these property management companies, which are just out of control. So it is an important issue that needs reform to level the playing field between the HOA and the homeowner. But we are calling on the governor this week, asking for a committee on HOA reform. So we'll see where it goes. We always have low expectations, and HOA laws in the state of Colorado, 25 years, they keep passing the same old thing. So we'll see how that all turns out.
So just to summarize, you're saying the problem is when you sign a legal contract with the HOA, you are giving them the power to take you to court if you have any dispute with them. But because they are big companies and you're up against a contract that you signed, the state needs to help the homeowner have level playing field against the property management companies, because these companies have legal and financial advantages that allows them to get away with pretty much whatever they want.
And they do a lot of cases. Now, not all HOA management companies or HOA boards are corrupt. Not saying that. But licensing property management companies and holding them accountable to abide by state HOA law and HOA governing documents is critical. And as far as the homeowner, when the homeowner observes problems or wants to challenge something, so now we have on one side licensing the property management companies, and then we have something holding the HOA accountable to abide by state law and governing documents. And that's where the dispute resolution process comes in.
So before I let you go, can you tell me how you became interested in HOAs? I know you have a background actually in computer systems engineering and accounting.
Yeah, I've lived in, I'm going to say, 7 or 8 different HOAs. Our organization is pro-HOA, and I am. I would not live in the community without an HOA. I got involved in this and got one nasty education years ago when I found misappropriated funds in our HOA, and it was well over $30,000. And I started an audit of the books. They were real friendly at the beginning because I just wanted to look at this, you know? And when I needed some more information, like actual check registers and all that type of thing, all of a sudden, the HOA lawyer management company and board put out a memo. Don't talk to this guy. He's a troublemaker. All I wanted was access to documents, which are the most basic right of a homeowner. And I went to court. This was a slam dunk, right? I lost. And I'm thinking the case lasted maybe 5 minutes. And then the worst part of this was they assessed me their legal fees. And I said, what? Unless I paid those legal fees, they were going to be in court and they were going to fight me. And I said, something's got to be done about this. And now we have the Colorado HOA forum.
Well, Stan, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Stan Rinchevich is the president and founder of Colorado HOA Forum. For a link to the resources they provide on their website, visit news.kgnu.org.